Chapter 12, Nature's Geometry. If you look closely, you will see many geometric forms in nature: circles, triangles, cones, and many others. You will find these forms in plants, animals, insects, rock crystals, dried mudflats, things that animals build, etc. Anthills many times have a conical shape. I have watched ants at work bringing up grains of sand to build their home below the ground. They carry the sand to the rim of the cone and drop it over the edge. They don't drop it before getting to the rim because it would roll back down, and of course, they don't carry it all the way down the other side because they don't have to. If they continue doing this randomly in all directions, a cone results. You will find the old miners did the same thing, and a lot of their test holes have a conical form. That makes sense because they were conserving energy like the ants do. But the strange thing is that the volcanic craters and impact craters on the moon take the same form. Is conservation of energy involved there too? Okay, so maybe I'm getting too philosophical for your kids. Let's just look for geometric forms in nature. Activity 12.1. How many can you find? Stop for a little break and look around to see how many different geometric forms you can spot. You'll be surprised how many interesting things a group of kids can discover. There are leaves that look like triangles or hearts. Quartz crystals have a hexagonal shape. A bird's home in a tree many times has a round opening. If you're feeling really scientific, you might ask them to speculate about why these shapes occur.